There he manifested Vaikuntha as his own abode and rested in the waters on the bed of Lord Sesa. Kaviraj Goswami says about Lord Vishnu. Previously, he had said, Nijanga Svedajala Karila Sujana Sejale Kaila Ardha Brahmanda Parana Bhitare Pravesi Dekhe Sab Andhaka Rahite Nahiko Sthano Karila Vichar Seita Purusha Ananta Brahmanda Srujiya Sagande Pravesila Bahumurti Haya. It is all about Garbhodhara Sai Vishnu. After creating millions of universes, the first Purusha entered into each of them in a separate form as Sri Garbhodhara Sai Vishnu. And entering the universe, he found only darkness, with no place in which to reside. Thus he began to consider. Then he created water from the perspiration of his own body, and with that water filled half the universe. But filling half the universe with water, he made his own residence therein and manifested the 14 worlds in the other half. Then Kaviraj Goswami says this thing, Kāi prakata kaila vaikuntha nija dhām sesa sayana jale karila viśrām. There he manifested Vaikuntha as his own abode and rested in the waters on the bed of Sesa, Lord Sesa. That means Garbhodhara Sai Vishnu. At filling up of the universe with the waters, he made his own residence and manifested 14 worlds in that residence. Kaviraj Goswami said this description of that residence. There he manifested Vaikuntha as his own abode and rested in the waters and the bed of Lord Sesa. Here in this material world, there is Vaikuntha. Generally, Vaikuntha is in spiritual world. Isn't it? Parabhyoma. Spiritual sky. But here also there is Vaikuntha. Garbhodhara Sai Vishnu has created. For Garbhodhara Sai Vishnu is living. He has created Vaikuntha there, and that is his own abode, and he has rested in the waters on the bed of Lord Sesa. Ananta sajyati taha karila sayana sahasra mastakata sahasra bhajana sahasra charana hasta sahasra nayana sarva-avatar-bija jagat-kāra. He lay there with Ananta as his bed. Lord Ananta is a divine serpent having thousands of heads, thousands of faces, thousands of eyes, and thousands of hands and feet. He is the seed of all incarnations and is the cause of the material world. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the reservoir of water first created by the perspiration of Garbhodhara Sai Vishnu, the Lord lies on the sesa, lunar expansion of Vishnu, who is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in the four Vedas as follows. सहस्र शीर्षा पुरुष सहस्राक्ष सहस्रपाद स भूमि विश्वतो मृत्यात्य स्थ दशांगम विष्णु फॉर्म कॉल्ड अनंत शयन एज थाउजेंड्स ऑफ हैंड्स लेग्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ आईज ही इज द एक्टिव जनरेटर of all incarnations within the material world. Here, Kaviraj Goswami gives description about Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. How the Garbhodak Sai Vishnu lay there with Ananta as his bed. Lord Ananta is a divine serpent having thousands of heads, thousands of faces, thousands of eyes and thousands of hands and feet. It is the seed of all incarnations that Garbhodak Sai Vishnu and the cause of the material world. Then successively we give description about how from his navel grew a lotus flower, which became birthplace of Lord Brahma. And how that Brahma will create. How that Brahma will feel of this empty universe, varieties of living entities. Both animate and inanimate. You understand? Animate objects, inanimate objects, everything. Detailed description has been given there, Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic scriptures, literature. Krishna came, Dwapar Yuga, in his own form, Swarup. And gave the message, his message, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Guru Khetra, battlefield. He taught Gita for all human beings, human society, through Arjuna. You understand? He gave his confidential instruction, more confidential instruction, most confidential instruction, everything. You understand? And then he wound up his pastime and went to his own abode. There he was thinking, because Sridham Sarva Bhutanam, Krishna is the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. So he's thinking, I gave everything, all instruction, most confidential, more confidential, most confidential instruction, but how many of the population can understand it truly, and practice in their life, and can make their life successful? Not possible. It's conditioned souls. Their consciousness is very, very low. Eating many nasty things, all the consciousness will be high. They cannot understand it. So I thought of example is better than precept. I have only said things theoretically. I have not demonstrated practically how to surrender. So I must go again. And practically demonstrate how to surrender. Therefore he came as Gauranga. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Though he is Krishna, he is so premla, Parameswara, still he came as a devotee, assuming the mood of a devotee. Because devotee is a surrendered soul. And he practically demonstrated how to surrender. You understand? And those who can understand the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and surrender themselves completely to the lotus feet of Krishna, they become very dear to the Lord and their consciousness is completely blessed. And that is the highest stage of consciousness, human consciousness. And in this human part of life, one can do it. If someone can do so, then his life will be successful. Otherwise not. So we'll see, in this material world, there are 84 lakhs of species of life. It is due to this consciousness. You understand? According to the degree of blossoming of consciousness, there are 84 lakhs of species of life in this material world. In third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find this thing. Description has been given there. How Kapiladeva says to his mother Devavati about that. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto says, Jiva Srishthahi Ajivanam Tada Prana Bhruta Sube Tada Satchita Prabhadas Tada Stendriya Bhruttayaha Tatrapisparsa Vedibhya Prabhara Rashvedina Tadbhyo Gandhavida Srishthas Tada Sabdavido Vara Rupa Bhedavida Stattra Tada Stravayato Dataha Tesam Bahupadam Srishthas Chatuspadas Tato Dipa Tato Varnasta Chattvaras Tesam Brahmana Uttama Brahmaneshwapi Vedagya Hi Arthagya Abhyadhikastata. You understand? In Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, 29th chapter, you'll find these verses, 28th to 31st verse. Kapiladeva says all about this. Mother Devavati, how? Gives description of the different species. And how? As you say, what is that? Kramo vivartam? Evolution. You understand? Evolution. Gradual evolution. You understand? He gives this. In this material world, there are conditioned souls, that are eternally conditioned, nitya buddha jiva. And there are two types. What are those?
Nitya bada.
Huh?
Two types of nitya bada.
Sthavar jungam. You understand? Sthavar, those who cannot move. Jangam, those who can move. You understand? Sthavar jungle, the tree, the mountain, can move the sthavar. The others can move jungle. You understand? In jungle, that means those who can move, there are different types. Sparshabedi, Rasabedi, Gandhabedi, Sabdabedi, Rupabedi, Karmabedi, like this. One is better than the other, then better than the other, then better than the other, then better than the other, like that. Gradual, better, better. That Bhasha says like that. You understand? First, all right, I will speak first. Oriya, the name of this. You understand? In those verses, Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, 29th chapter, verses 28 to 31st verse, you will find. Kapadadeva gives description the gradual evolution process. You understand? First thing, inanimate object, like stone, the stone. Then, horse, Rida. Her, plants, you understand? They are life, Pranavanta Jiva. You understand? And among these jivas, those are life, animate objects. There are some who have chitta vritti, thinking process. You understand? And they are known as Sachitta Jiva. Sachitta. Thinking process they have. And among those jivas, gradually, sarsparsa, rasa, gandha, sabda, rupa develops. You understand? Sparsa means touch. Rasa means taste. Gandha means scent. Sabda, sound. And rupa, form. These are five kinds of citta vritti, thinking process. And gradually, this manifests. You understand? First is sparsha, touch. Then, rasa. Then gandha. Then sabda, then rupa. This gradual process. Those jivas who only get sensation or everything through touch, they are known as Parsabedi Jiva. Do you understand? They do breathe everything. They collect their food through it. They also do sex through it. They do movement through it. Everything they do. They are known as Parsabedi Jiva. Who are they? You don't know? Have you seen earthworm? Earthworm? You have not seen.
He doesn't know the word.
He doesn't know?
English word.
English word. Earthworm, we say.
Earthworm.
You understand? And Ashtar? Ashtar.
Snail.
Snail. Yes, snail. Do you understand? Yes. And some type of worms are there. They are generally found in cow dung. It's a gobar ko. Do you understand? They come under this category. Sparshabedi. Do you understand? And spider also. Spider. Spider, oof. a net. You understand? And if one fly is cut one corner of the net, it can understand, yes, and gets it home. You understand? Spider also comes under this category. And better than this is Ras Bedi. It's a developed test. They are known as Ras Bedi. You understand? In other creatures, this test is only in tongue. But the face, the whole body of the face, of this Ras test is there. The whole body of the face. You understand? So face comes under this category, Ras Bedi. You understand? Then better than that is Gandha Bedi, smell. And in this category comes the bees, the ants, the drone, black bee, big one. Yeah, like that. More bigger. Much bigger. There, very black. They come. Then, yes. They come under this category, Gandha Bedi. You understand? And in this community, they have a community. And in that community, there are kings, queens, soldiers, commander-in-chief, laborers, like that. You understand? Then better than that, Sapta Bedi, that means sound. The frogs and serpents, they come under this category. And crocodile also comes under this category. Sapta Bedi. Do you understand? There are crocodiles in the river. If you can stand there without any noise, the crocodile will never catch you. If you make any sound in the water, like that, it will move, then it will catch you. That's why he can understand. You understand? The sabda bedi, the sound. Then better than that, rup bedi. That means spark, see, eye. In this category, the bars come. You understand? The bars can see and recognize their food through seeing only. This is their food, is not. Only by seeing. You understand? Then, more superior like that, comes monkey. Then superior to monkey is gorilla. You understand? And superior to that is wild human beings, bon monies, those who live in the jungles. In African jungles you can get see them. Then uncivilized man. Then civilized man, like that. You understand? And among civilized persons, men, you'll find two types of persons. One, follow Vedas or accept Veda, and one type, never accept Veda. You understand? Two types. Vedanuga, Vedvirodhi. Those who accept Vedas, they are known as Vedanuga. And among them, you'll find Karmi, Jnani and Bhakta. You understand? Karmi means primitive workers. They want temporary happiness, anitya sukha. And they follow karma-kanda division of Veda. You understand? And there, Acharya is Jaimini. He speaks more about karma-kanda. And what is their destination? By doing some pious activities, they may be elevated to the evil planets. But khede punya matya lokum visanti, Gita says. When that will be exhausted, the reactions of pious activity, again will fall down here. In this matya lok, material world, here, earth. You understand? Then comes, follows Shankaracharya. Those who accept Veda by only lips, you understand? But really, they do something contradictory to Veda's principles, Vedic principles. But those who are bhaktas, devotees, they are really Vedanugas. They follow the principles of Veda, actually. And they come under the disciplic succession, so Kavala, Panthavalambi. And they are known as Brahmanas, Daiva Brahman, not Jati Brahman, caste Brahman, natural Brahman. You understand? In this way, we'll get one after another. Rupa Goswami, and that is the best, Daiva Brahman. You understand? This is the graceful evolution. And Rupa Goswami also says the same thing in his Upadeshamrita. You find that shloka here. Karmi bhya parito hari priyataya vyaktim tadurgyaya stebhyo jnana vimukta bhaktis paramat premiko nishthastata stebhyo pashupara pankaja drusa stabhyo pisaradhika prasthat taddo diyam tadiya sarasi tang nasvaya ka kroti. This will come up. You understand? This is Upadeshamrita. Goswami said, if opportunity will be there, I will speak about that tomorrow. You understand? In this way, the consciousness is gradually blossomed. You understand? And those who no longer in tattva, the class consciousness is fully, completely blossomed. They are bhaktas, devotees, and Daiva Brahmana, natural Brahmana. You understand? This Chaitanya Charitamrita means this is for Brahmanas, natural Brahmanas, whose consciousness are fully blossomed. They can understand.
Jai Mati Pavan Shri Gurudev Ki Jai.